Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Imagine you came home one day from work, tired, hungry, exhausted. You longed for a good meal, to relax with your family by the TV after freshening up. But you get to the door, you put your key in, you turn it, and there's a man inside your home. Your home. You ask him to leave, but he doesn't. In fact, he tells you that your house belongs to him now because God said so. You try and eat, he takes over the dinner table. You have to eat on the floor. In the morning, you go and try and have a shower, but he's in there. You can't have a shower and you're late for work. And then he cuts off your water supply and your electricity to power his jacuzzi that he has built on your front lawn. You try to kick him out, but he's stronger than you. And he has weapons with which he could beat the living hell out of you. Eventually, he takes over your entire bedroom. And you and the family are forced to live outside in a tent. Whenever you try to get inside the house, you bang on the door out of frustration, because your children are hungry and tired and oppressed. He attacks you so badly that you are left bruised and bloody. Your neighbors don't come to your help. In fact, they even condemn you because you are complaining out of frustration. This, in a nutshell, is what the Palestinians are facing. Think about that. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.